Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The sixth week of the Nebraska legislature concluded on Thursday, taking a day of recess on Friday. Joining me today is Nate Gross, Policy Director at NFA. Nate, on Tuesday, the Appropriations Committee voted to strike the Title X pro-life language out of the budget. We were shocked by this decision.
Karen, this decision is really appalling for a number of reasons. First, this vote to remove this pro-life language does not represent or reflect the strong pro-life values that we hold in Nebraska and the overwhelming support that Nebraskans have for the pro-life cause. Second, this vote was unexpected and unannounced, even to senators who were on that committee, who didn't know they would be voting on this provision that day. And third, the language that was removed by the Appropriations Committee is the compromise language from just last year that senators on both sides overwhelmingly agreed to.
Nate, as you stated so well, less than 1 year ago, senators struck a compromise and were able to advance the budget with pro-life provision Title X language. What does that language specifically state?
Under the Title X program, which is federal tax dollars that the state of Nebraska gets, and this ensures that those dollars are not subsidizing the abortion industry. And this provision was a major victory last year because it said that we're going to fight to protect not only Nebraska's taxpayer dollars, but innocent human life.
Nebraska is a pro-life state. Tell us what five senators voted to strike the language out.
So there were five senators who voted in favor of removing this language. They were Senators Anna Wishart and Kate Bowles of Lincoln, Senator Tony Vargas of Omaha, and then two Republican senators, John Stinner of Garing and Bob Hickelman of Omaha, who just last year supported this language but have since flipped their vote and voted to remove it from the state budget.
We encourage you to go to our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, and learn about Title X pro-life provision in the budget.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.